Blog Talk Radio.
But Obama wants to own the word fair and the phrase middle class. And yet, who has done more destruction to working people in this country than Obama?
Why isn't it proper to point out the Democrat base is made up, for the most part, of the nation's losers?
Free enterprise can do a better job of producing the things that people need than government can. Less government and less taxes and more freedom for the people.
Iran, Cuba, Venezuela, these countries are tiny compared to the Soviet Union.
Drape myself in the American flag, never give up the freedom my pop fought for us to have, never give it back. Same with the gas, you can never take that, never take that.
On this Memorial Day, as our nation honors its unbroken line of fallen heroes, and I see many of them in the audience here today.
At 9 p.m. Eastern on the WOW Radio Network.
Let's get together this weekend. This is Tesla, your host of the internet radio talk show, Socialism is Not an Option. Every weekend we bring you three fantastic, exciting shows that are sure to make you laugh, cry, get angry, and even think. Start your weekend on Friday night with the Roundtable Roundup Edition. This show features other radio hosts and listeners who call in. And it's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get when the show opens. Our Saturday program is the American Exceptionalism Edition that focuses on the Constitution and our Founding Fathers in light of today's current events, emphasizing America's greatness. The American Exceptionalism Edition is for all patriots. And our Hot Topic program sizzles every Sunday as we analyze the important national and international issues with intelligent political analysis without the bells and whistles. If you want the truth without the distractions, Sunday is where you want to be. Join us every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday on the Internet radio talk show, Socialism is Not an Option. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Tesler. See you this weekend.
Socialism is not an option. WWWDB, 24/7 Internet Talk Radio.
When we do Internet Talk Radio, we receive support from a great many areas. We have listener support, of course, and some who help with the promoting. One group that often goes unrecognized are the wives of Internet Talk Radio hosts. They are the ones who tolerate our dalliances and the time we invest in our hobbies. Well, this is one way we can properly recognize those who are closest to us by broadcasting their sincere sentiments regarding our passions.
I am going to stay up all night. You have family, you know. You're always at that computer. How much money do you make doing that dumbass radio show? You're not the only one that lives there, you know. You better come and eat. I'm not bringing it in there.
And now, to honor America, especially the brave men and women serving our nation in the Persian Gulf and throughout the world, please join in the singing of our national anthem. The anthem will be followed by a flyover of F-16 jets from the 56th Tactical Training Wing at MacDill Air Force Base, and will be performed by the Florida Orchestra under the direction of Maestro Yaha Ling and sung by Grammy Award winner Whitney Houston.
Shout out to dearly departed Whitney Houston. You know, even though Whitney was ghettoed out to the max, and even though I thought that her reality TV show exposed her unnecessarily, I was in shock when I'd heard that she'd passed away. And I mean, shock. I was, it seems like this is happening all the time now, this sort of thing, to our best. Not necessarily our brightest, but our best. But given that I am a believer in reincarnation, I am a believer, I strongly believe that the soul lives on, and that Whitney is now with friends and family, and she'll be back. I'm sad to see her go, honestly. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. I'm your host, Dr. C. Robert Jones. The call-in number is 347-884-8500. I attended CPAC not far from my palatial villa here in Old Town Alexandria. I tell you what, I'm just going to put it like this right here and right now. Conservative ladies are not so conservative, if you know what I mean. Wink. I tell you what, we took the party from CPAC Friday night, Saturday night. We took that party from CPAC to Georgetown. And the party continued well into early Sunday morning. It was a great time. A great time was had by all. First time I attended CPAC, the 3 years previous to this weekend, I watched on the internet, like a lot of folks did. I got a chance to see my girl, Ann Coulter, live for the first time. Nothing but legs. I'm telling you right now. No butt, mind you. None. But in this case, it really didn't matter. Ann Coulter was hot. Hot like fire. I cozied up to her. Got a picture with her. Not only is she hot and brilliant, but that woman smells damn good. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but that's one hot woman. I'm telling you right now. And let me just go ahead right now before we really get into the show and give you a taste of what Ann Coulter had to talk about, because she brought the house down. I'm talking way down. She was magnificent. I have a crush on that woman. Mean crush on Ann Coulter. She brought the house down.
Greetings, one percenters, and welcome to Occupy the Marriott. Did you know that Michael Moore is only one person, and yet he controls 33% of the world's cholesterol? The system is broken, I tell you, my friends. Now, I know what some of you are thinking. Hey, aren't you the one who wrote that smash New York Times bestseller, Demonic, How the Liberal Mobs Are Endangering America? And no sooner did it come out than demonic liberals burst out into mobs across the nation? Yes, that's me, and I'm sorry for that. But the good news is the title of my next book is Nancy Pelosi Moves to Luxembourg. One of liberals' the mob's most irritating attributes is their infernal slogans. Slogans give off the appearance of having meaning, but if you think about it for 30 seconds, they mean nothing. It's kind of like an Obama speech. Bush lied, kids died, dissent is patriotic, pro-choice, pro-child, you can't hug a child with nuclear arms. What does that mean? What does that mean, you can't hug a child with nuclear arms? And why is that particular bumper sticker all over Jerry Sandusky's car? It was slogans that got Obama elected, hope and change. We are the ones we've been waiting for. Here's a little known fact. Hope and change narrowly beat out Obama's second choice for a slogan, I'm going to raise the budget debt by $4 trillion and not create a single job. That wasn't as catchy. So now we have this jug-eared lunkhead in the White House who's performed the financial miracle economists refer to as the Carter years. We're $15 trillion in debt, and Obama's plan is to spend more. Was Bernie Madoff appointed spending czar when I wasn't paying attention? Because I can't keep track of all these non-recess appointments. First, Obama passed a $1 trillion stimulus bill that was supposed to create jobs, but mostly it stimulated the government. Now the Democrats want another $1 trillion, which they say is for jobs. They denounce Republicans, oh, you must be against jobs if you won't give us this other $1 trillion. No, all Republicans should say is what happened to the first trillion. Oh. Oh, sorry, that trillion went for public school teachers' pensions. Sorry, that's gone. We're out. The Democrats are like your degenerate brother-in-law who borrows $500 for the rent and spends it on crack and hookers and comes back to you and says, I got to have $500 for the rent. No, 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 no. What happened to the last $1 trillion? At least we have a lot of extra money lying around for all new entitlements like Obamacare. Obamacare is so fantastic and everyone is so looking forward to being in it, but the Democrats immediately gave waivers to 1,000 of their best friends. Since Obamacare became law continuously, I mean, it had to be passed through sleazy parliamentary maneuvers without a vote to spare, a purely partisan vote. Americans opposed it when it passed, and a continuous majority of Americans have opposed it since it's passed. The only thing Americans have agreed on this much is that O.J. killed Nicole. Oh, Obama also told the truth. So he told the truth. He brought us all together. We all hate Obamacare. He also told the truth about not raising taxes on those making $250,000 or more. They aren't paying taxes for the simple reason they don't have jobs. Consider that the lowest unemployment numbers since Obama has been president occurred the day he took office. Since then, up, 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 we have a little dip now. The unemployment rate was 7.6 when Obama took office. The next month, 8.1. Went soared up through 9 and 10. Now that he's gotten it down to 8.6, everyone in the media is demanding we do a hallelujah chorus that he's gotten it down to one full point above what it was when he took office. It's like you go to a doctor with a fever of 102, he treats you, it goes up to 104, and then 3 years later it falls to 103, and we're all supposed to agree, that is one good doctor. That will conclude our sneak preview of what American medical care will be like under Obamacare. I'm just kidding. Under Obamacare, you'll have to wait 3 years to see a doctor.
All right. And, hey, I tell you what, that's just an example of what my girl talked about. She had the audience eating out of her hand. Fantastic. Fantastic. She was the star of the show. I almost cast my straw poll vote for Ann Coulter. I'm telling you, I can't say enough about Ann and how well she did at CPAC. She should be the keynote speaker. She should have been the keynote speaker. It was excellent. Mittens, as Tesla calls him, and how sweet is that? He has his own pet name for our inevitable nominee, Mittens. That's sweet. I'm going to tell you what, I wish somebody called me Mittens. I wonder if Mittens is Tesla's pet name, if he made that up all himself. Because it really is kind of cute, and it kind of goes against what we've come to know about my good friend Tesla. You know, kind of a curmudgeon, kind of cranky, you know, not quite Ron Paul, but a great guy, I tell you. But Mittens, every time I see that, I think that, you know, really my good friend Tesla has a secret crush on Mitt Romney. Let me just say this. Mitt Romney won the straw poll. I cast my vote for him. He's going to be the nominee. All that's left is for him to pick a running mate. And hopefully he'll pick a running mate that will compliment him and shore up some of the deficiencies he has. Mitt Romney. Very good. Now, here's what we want to talk about tonight. The call-in number is 347-884-8500. America After Obama, which is part of an article written in the American Thinker. And then we want to talk about the end of the Constitution, all within this 1 hour. Before we do that, let's do this. We're going to take a short break. We're going to come right back. We're going to get into it. Call in if you like, but it's all good. We're going to have a great time. All right, we'll be right back. Got an advertisement coming up. Once the advertisement's done its thing.
Want to see something neat?
We'll get
it's
into
the new
it.
Tablet from Sony.
I can rent new movies, buy new movies.
Get millions of songs.
Plus, I can control the TV with it.
Watch.
When you turn on a Sony, you can't help but show it off.
Obama announced today he will drastically scale back his agenda for America after a visit to a Denny's restaurant in Manassas, Virginia, caused him to, quote, completely reconsider what our nation is capable of achieving. In a press conference this afternoon, the president said, quote, what I saw at Denny's made me realize how much I have overestimated the American people. Before we reclaim global leadership, we must first stop eating 6 sausages and a pound of eggs covered in syrup for breakfast, and we must stop leaving the house in sweatpants. For more, let's go to Onion News Network Washington correspondent Jane Carmichael, who is traveling with the president this morning.
Thanks, Andrea. The president stopped by the Denny's for breakfast en route to a speaking engagement and spent about 35 minutes inside. When he came out, he looked visibly shaken. I spoke to several Denny's customers and employees who witnessed the president's visit.
Well, I told him I had no job, and he asked where I've been looking for one. And I was like, what do I want to work for?
He said something to me about some colleges, something for my kids. But I can barely hear him with this little bitch crying his head off.
They microwaved his food until it was hot all the way through because, you know, he's the president.
Several people noted that Obama looked, quote, real uneasy throughout much of the meal, particularly when he saw a drunk man who was sleeping in a nearby booth sit up and vomit on his chocolate chip pancakes and immediately go back to sleep.
Thanks, Jane. And we have White House Deputy Press Secretary Todd Grant joining us right now. Mr. Grant, give us a sense of how big these post-Denny's policy changes will be.
Well, Andrea, the president was deeply unsettled by his experience at Denny's, so it's safe to say the changes will be sweeping. They're all laid out in his new Realistic Hope for America plan.
Right, I can
and it
see
basically
that.
Replaces the president's previous agenda with goals he now thinks are more within the grasp of the American public,
mm-hmm.
such as not slapping your children in public, not calling your waitress a cunt, and not smoking while eating your moons over my hammy.
Now, surely he's going to face strong criticism for abandoning his previous plans, for example, on the environment.
Andrea, I was with the president when he went inside the Denny's. Those plans were never going to happen.
Really?
But the president hasn't abandoned his principles. It's true that he's no longer calling for 1 million hybrid cars by 2015.
Right, I can see
but
that.
But he is calling on Americans to think about walking to the liquor store down the block instead of driving.
Huh.
We believe America can do it.
Right.
And we're also encouraging Americans to quit meth and stop getting Tweety Bird tattoos.
So big picture, Mr. Grant, what does this mean for the long-term goals of the Obama presidency?
Well, it's certainly not to make America a world leader in anything anymore.
Interesting.
But we hope to inspire all of America to band together and make our nation a little bit less of an embarrassing, disgusting shithole.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Mr. Grant, Brian, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, Andrea.
Moving on, a study shows that by 2025, American children will be too obese to ride hoverboards.
All right, and we're back with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. In a piece written in the American Thinker on February 6, 2012, writer Jeff Lukens writes, Obama has gone from the one we've been waiting for to the one we can't wait to kick out. No one ever thought one man could bring the nation to his knees. But here he is living in the White House. And our knees, and on our knees, we've been praying for the day when he leaves. The audacity of a president hell-bent on destroying our great nation has truly been a stunning spectacle to observe. No lie is too ridiculous to tell about anyone who opposes him. With a compliant media behind him, the smears this demagogue-in-chief promises to unleash on his opponents this fall could divide the country so badly that it will become ungovernable. The societal tensions Obama promises to ease have worsened by his political envy, or his politics of envy, rather. The radical healing he promised has fallen flat, leaving only a worse divide. Despite overwhelming opposition, he forced a health plan on the people that few want. He has trampled on the Constitution and infringed on powers granted by Congress, or to Congress. He has bailed out auto companies, investment bankers, and insurance companies. He's given constitutional rights to terrorists. Obama's greatest transgression, however, has been the explosion of government spending to the point where we are enslaved to a mountain of debt that can never be repaired. Moreover, he has just introduced the most ridiculous, most asinine, most self-destructive, and these are my words here, not words that are written in the article, most self-destructive budget in the history of this once great nation. I mean, is this guy for real? He's actually talking about spending trillions of dollars, taxing the producers more so that he could spend more. I get the impression that I got it. Somehow these politicians, the politicians that we now have in the White House right now, this administration doesn't believe that all of these so-called fat cats actually create jobs. I think that he thinks, or they think, that they can tax the wealthy and tax the wealthy and tax the wealthy some more, and they're still going to go out and spend money and create jobs, and it's all going to be good. Last night, I took some time to listen to Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged to refamiliarize myself with the book. I'm sure what is happening right now is that those folks who create the jobs, who produce, the productive people, if any of you have read the book, Ayn Rand's book, Atlas Shrugged, they're leaving the country. They've given up, or they're retiring. Pretty soon, America will no longer be the wealthiest, most powerful country on earth. And I got a feeling that that's exactly the way this transformational president wants it. He wants a nation dependent upon government. But what happens when the government runs out of money? What will happen to this great nation when the government runs out of money? We have people concerned about Medicaid and Medicare and all of that, and Social Security, and they don't want their entitlements to go away. But what happens when there is no more money? Will America descend into chaos? Once again, I just read a little bit, just a little, from this article that I put in the chat room here. I've gone off into my own thing right now. I'll get back to the article in just a minute. What happens when we run out of money? Will we become more like Greece? If you believe Obama's greatest transgression has been the explosion of government spending to the point where we are enslaved to a mountain of debt that can never, ever be repaid, and that he has given us $1.6 trillion deficits and will have added more than $6 trillion in debt by the end of his first term, he has risen the percentage of GDP consumed by government to 25%, and all his spending has stimulated absolutely nothing. I ask you once again, what happens when the government runs out of money? They're taxing, and Obama wants to tax more so that those of us who produce the wealth of this great country are paying our fair share. What happens when there's no more to pay? What happens when Obama can't tax us because we have either quit, we've left the country, we've taken our wealth and turned it into gold or whatever and moved it out of the country and removed ourselves? What happens when there's no more money, Mr. Obama? What are you going to do then? If you believe in what the government reports, total unemployment is currently 15.2%, as measured by U6. During Obama's tenure, true unemployment has been running greater than 20%, and it's near Depression-era levels. In sum, Obama's presidency has hastened a financial disaster upon this nation already, and he's seeking a second term so that he can finish the job, as he said. Those are his words. Now, Obama calls his policies transformation. In an earlier age, they would have been considered something akin to treason. Our enemies could not have planted someone to have caused more damage if they wanted to. And now, with financial collapse on the horizon, our very way of life has been threatened. And still, there are those who do not see. There are those people who idolize this man. Oh, after he sang Al Green's tune, I myself received hate texts. Have any of you ever received hate texts? How many of you listening to the sound of my voice have received a political hate text? I get it all the time. I get political hate text. I get political hate IM, instant messages. The only thing I do not get is actual hate mail. In the mail. But I get hate texts. Now, once again, the call-in number is 347-884-8500. Altogether, President Barack Obama will probably go down in history as the worst president of all time. Until now, historians have long given that dubious distinction to poor old James Buchanan, who left office to Abraham Lincoln as the nation was falling apart and headed towards civil war. It's no exaggeration to say the 2012 election is every bit as important as was the 1860 election. James Buchanan at least had good intentions. The same can't be said for Barack Obama. His intentions is not to build up, but only to tear down the nation and then cover his tracks. Folks, there is no other way to explain his actions. As Jeff Lurkins writes, America after Obama. Millions of Americans have finally had enough. A counter-revolution is rising to a level rarely seen in our history. There hasn't been this intensity of grassroots activity since the abolitionist movement of the 1850s. People are making themselves visible in the community. They're organizing rallies and calling campaigns. They're studying the Constitution, and they will not be silenced by charges of racism or any other falsehood uttered by the left. And when the new president is sworn in, collective relief will be felt across this great land. But the long and hard road to recovery will have only begun. Whether Americans avoid financial collapse or not will be uncertain for many years to come, which is why folks like my good friend Tesla and so many others don't want Mitt Romney to be the nominee. They believe, and with some evidence, that Mitt Romney is just Obama light. That Mitt will assume the office of the presidency and pretty much won't do much. I don't know. I would much rather have Newt Gingrich as president of the United States. But like I've said many times before on several other Blog Talk Radio shows, Newt cannot win. Newt has the intellect, but he doesn't have the likability factor. He doesn't have what we in the military, what we great fighter pilots call the right stuff. But except that we never called it the right stuff, somebody else did. In truth, fighter pilots don't even use that kind of language. So, but nevertheless, you get the point. Barack Obama. Dude has got to go. And Tesla, you're absolutely right. But if I had my druthers and I had to choose between Mitt Romney and Barack Hussein Obama, I'm going with Mitt Romney. You got to. After all, I would much rather have anybody who labels themselves a conservative than to have that clown we have in office right now, the destroyer, in office for another 4 years. We'll be right back. You're listening to the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. The call-in number is 347-884-8500.
I am the offspring of the movement. So when people ask me whether I've been to Selma before, I tell them I'm coming home.
Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they call him that cause he's not authentic like me. Yeah, the guy from the L.A. paper said he made guilty whites feel good. They'll vote for him and not for me cause he's not from the hood. See, real black men like Snoop Dogg or me or Farrakhan have talked the talk and walked the walk, not coming late and won. Oh, Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C. The L.A. Times, they called him that cause he's black but not authentic. Me, Barack the Magic Negro lives in D.C.
called him that cause he's black but not authentically. Some say Barack's articulate and bright and new and clean. The media sure love this guy, a white interloper's dream. But when you vote for president, watch out and don't be fooled. Don't vote the magic Negro in, cause I won't have nothing after all these years of sacrifice. And I won't get justice. This is about justice. This is about me. It's about justice. It's about buffet. I'm not having no buffet. There's not going to be any church contribution. And there'll be no cash in the...
And just in case you missed it, this week there was a tragedy in Kansas. 10,000 people died.
Do you know how much is too much?
Hit me again.
Do you know when to say when?
Pelosi's coming over. Make it a double.
Studies show that those who overindulge exhibit signs of arrogance.
I don't count my drinks because I'm the president.
Overconfidence.
This is the day we stop the seas from rising. Or was it yesterday?
The inability to think clearly on one's own.
Where's my teleprompter? I gotta talk to those kindergarten kids.
You think you're funny, but no one else does.
Let's give the Dalai Lama a set of cufflinks and send him out the back door.
Mr. President, let's don't do that.
And a profound inability to listen to others.
Rama's funny. You don't know funny.
If a friend, relative, or leader of the free world exhibits any of these warning signs, don't let them drive, operate heavy machinery, or sign any important documents.
Where's that health care bill?
And consider moderating their alcohol intake before it's too late.
All right, and we're back with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report. Once again, the call-in number is 347-884-8500. We have a call on the line. We'll take the call.
Hello?
Caller, you're on with the C. Robert Jones Situation Report.
Yeah, I'm just calling as a Pennsylvania voter. I believe that if Santorum becomes the nominee, I think that would allow Obama to get a second term because here in Pennsylvania, Santorum lost his Senate race by over 19 percentage points, and he does not appeal to the moderate voter in Pennsylvania. I don't think he would appeal to the moderate voter throughout the country either. I think he's a very kind of a polarizing figure.
Citizen, that must be you.
Yeah.
Hey, glad to have you. Hey, listen, you know, Santorum and his crew explained that terrible loss to the fact that a great many Republicans were swept out of office by wide margins. This was his reelection falter was a result of the sweeping changes made when the Democrats came in and took over and took power in the Senate and in the House. And he was one of the many casualties. He was not the only one. And so Santorum, his campaign explains it that way. What do you think about that?
I don't think that is personally the case. I think his Catholic religion and his social policy, which is derived from his Catholic faith, I think that strikes many moderates as being too far right. And I think if he became the nominee, you would basically see Obama sort of reelected because I don't think he would appeal to the independent voter because of his stance on abortion, his stance on contraception, some of the other comments that he's made in regards to the poor strikes many people as being as sort of not being sensitive to the plights of the poor.
Yeah. Well, but all right, Santorum has his liabilities. But so does Mitt Romney, and certainly so does Newt Gingrich. So where do we stand?
Well, I think at this point, if you want to get a Republican in office, and I'm speaking as a person who votes in Pennsylvania is more of a moderate type state when it comes to politics. People are not far right or far left. I think the majority of people are somewhere in between. So Pennsylvania is probably a good test lab for the way that the country would go. I think that if Santorum became the nominee, he would lose Pennsylvania and he would lose the majority of the Northeast as well. So I think that your only chance probably at this point is Romney. So if Romney's not the nominee, I think it would be almost a shoo-in for Obama.
Well, here's the thing. Obama's poll numbers have gone up slightly. He is now at 48%, up from 45% in some polls. Earlier today on Fox and Friends, it was suggested that we shouldn't pay much attention to those poll numbers one way or the other, that Americans are out of work, that the economy is still doing very badly, gas prices are going up, and when gas prices go up, everything else goes up because everything is tied to transportation, fuel, to get things from one place to the other. And when it costs more to get items from one, from the manufacturer to the retail stores and so on, then that price is passed on to us. There is no explanation for the reasons why. Well, there are several explanations for the reason why gas prices are going up, but Obama's not helping himself.
Yeah.
By not engaging this pipeline deal and several other instances. You know, this whole thing about green jobs and clean energy and all that, Obama wants this all to happen right now.
Mm.
And it just doesn't work that way. It takes years and years and decades to get off of this thing.
Right.
Any thoughts on that subject, citizen?
Well, I think with the adoption of gay marriage in California and New York and New Jersey is now starting to contemplate adopting gay marriage as well, and Washington State, with all of these states voting on these liberal issues. And the other, now there is inflation in prices that's currently occurring, but if the economy improves slightly, say by October, we're at like 8% or 7.5% unemployment, and the nominee becomes Santorum. I think because he is such a polarizing figure, the Republicans would lose California definitely. They would lose most of the Northeast, and when I say Northeast, I mean Massachusetts, New York, Pennsylvania, and they would lose Florida. And so those – and I think North Carolina would be a toss-up because North Carolina does not represent the South, because you have a lot of people that are transplants from other areas that are working in North Carolina. So I think you would lose most of the moderates that are currently in the country, and Obama would automatically win. I don't think he would win by much, but I do think that he would be reelected.
Well, but here's the thing, citizen. The unemployment numbers are going down, but they're going down in an artificial way. What's not being counted are the people who have stopped looking for work, or so we're being told.
Right.
And so if those folks are not being counted, those folks, for the most part, one would suspect, rather, that they are voters and that they are going to go out to say, hey, you know what, the unemployment number has gone down, but I'm still unemployed. Right. And this guy promised me, a job. He's saying that that he's created all these jobs, but he hasn't created one for me. They're going to go out, and are they going to vote for the guy? I don't think so. I mean, we've got a situation where that number is a symbolic number where it's going down, and he can point to it to say that the number is going down, but that still leaves a lot of folks unemployed.
Well, the ones that are unemployed would probably not vote at all, so you would probably see a low turnout in terms of the electorate. I'm saying people that go to the polls, the people that are moderates that are in the Northeast and on the West Coast and down in Florida and certain parts of the South and the Midwest, they would not vote for Santorum because he is too far to the right, and he lets his Catholic faith dictate what his social policy is. And mm-hmm. that turns off a lot of people who are moderates.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm saying, and I'm speaking from the perspective of someone who lives in a moderate state. And like I said, he lost the Senate race here by 19 points. And I don't think it was because of the Democrats either. I think it was just because people didn't like his views after a while.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long was he a senator?
He was a senator in Pennsylvania for like about 14 years, I think.
Yeah.
14 or 15 years.
Yeah. That's a long time to be a senator. Well, I guess not in this age.
Yeah.
We have another caller on with you, citizen caller. You're on. I think it's a Skype call. 1111.
Yeah, it's a Skype call, but it's Sarge.
Hey, Sarge, is that you? Hey, what's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm doing great.
I would like to put a California adopt gay marriage. A federal judge said it violated the 14th Amendment to the United States Constitution after a citizen referendum in California said a marriage in California would only be between one man and one woman. Now, Washington state homosexual marriage, so that is not true in California. So that remains to be seen whether or not that decision by a federal judge, or rather a three-panel federal judge, will in fact remain. But I was just talking about CPAC and what happens in CPAC. And, you know, I can't wait to see Breitbart's videos of Obama in the 80s.
Yeah,
when he was
yeah.
in school. When Dr. John was saying that he was arguing with straightforward Marxist-Leninist class struggle point of view, which anticipated a revolution of the working class led by revolutionaries who would overthrow the capitalist system and institute a new socialist government that would redistribute the wealth. He said, Drew says that his ideas were basically wealthy people were exploiting others, that this was the secret of their wealth, that they weren't working with other people. Convinced that a revolution was a place with a good thing.
Mm-hmm. It's oh, my goodness. Yeah, you've got...
leading the way towards revolution, towards... Dot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dot, I was a liberal in the 80s, kind of. I'd be ashamed. A lot of stupid things I used to say back then. But you know
oh,
what?
Yeah.
I'm an unabashed Declaration of Independence constitutional conservative. Now,
yeah.
it would be different if this guy was saying that back then, and today
mm-hmm.
he was a moderate or a conservative. But no,
yeah.
he told Joe the Plumber, when you redistribute the wealth, it's good for everybody. He said, at some point, I believe you made enough money. He said all kinds of things that show if he ain't changed too much, from these statements that were associated with him back in the 80s.
Osawatomie, Kansas proved he hadn't changed much at all.
Right. So is it why he's destroying the country? He's just indicating the very things he's always said. He ain't changed a bit. He's destroying the country because he doesn't suit the kind of Marxist-Leninist country he'd eventually like to become. So in the interim, he's using methods of fascism and other methods that will be interim steps to achieving the Marxist-Leninist state that he would like to see. He can't do it in all one fell swoop overnight, considering this is a free market, essentially a free market capitalist country, overregulated, true, but essentially that's the ideal. So you can't get to it overnight.
Yeah.
So I hear all these people tell, how can you call him this? And he appoints people associated with big business. Nah, he appoints crony capitalists, fascists.
Oh, no
Those
doubt.
Those kind of people he appoints.
Citizen, you want to jump in there?
Yeah, well, he may be pushing the country towards a social democracy. The only problem is this. He appeals to a lot of the new voters and the new Americans because he does have this international background. And most of the growth in most of the big cities is as a result of the immigrants moving into the cities because the African-American population is basically at a zero growth rate. And the Caucasian population is not really growing, so most of the growth in America is going to be a result of the immigrant growth. And because he has this background where he has lived abroad and he seems to be a new type of person, this is going to affect the people who are in these demographics to want to go out and vote for him again. And this is the one factor that the Republican Party has not considered. And I think it's past time that the Republican Party needs to make a serious outreach to the Asian and the Hispanic groups in this country and try to get some of them as candidates for the presidency, because you just can't have all white male candidates for the presidency now because the country is changing.
Mm-hmm. Sarge?
You know, I love these terms. You know, you just can't have. The country is changing. There's a new. I just love these terms. Yes, that's what we're saying is wrong. We're saying that, you know, if you're telling me that the only way to find people who are, I mean, well, actually, I'm not sure what you're trying to say. You're just trying to tell me that we need to put in the very people who are likely to make the country worse than it already is.
Are you saying that
we are looking for Asians who espouse the principles of constitutional governance, free market policies?
But it seems to me that you're espousing
just putting in some colored faces to have colored faces who may or may not accelerate the decline we're already in.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is you have to field, hold on, Sarge.
Let's sit
you have
get
to
in there.
Field candidates who are a reflection of the demographics of the country and where the viewpoints are.
Right.
I'm not saying that you have to change your platform as to what you believe as a party. I'm saying that you have to put some different faces to this platform. And if you want to win big elections on the very controversial views that's in the public, you may have to adapt to more of a moderate type of viewpoint rather than going to the far, far right of most social issues.
We need to put up ever black and
Sounds like Sarge, your Skype is cutting out. Sarge's Skype is cutting out, and that's not a good thing.
Yeah, well, you know, I basically made my point, and I know something about Santorum. And I think anybody who's a Republican ought to hope that Santorum does not get the nomination. They ought to hope that Romney gets the nomination, because that's your best chance of trying to win in November.
Well, you're exactly right. And thanks for the call in, citizen. Sarge's Skype is cutting in and out, and it's pretty bad. But, hey, let's pick this up tomorrow, because I tell you what, the Georgia ballot situation has now come back. It's back. And didn't we say that was going to happen? Yeah.
Right.
They're back. They're bringing it all up again. This isn't over yet, as a lot of us predicted. Let's talk about it tomorrow. We've got 90 seconds. The show is over. Thanks, citizen. Thanks, Sarge. Come on back tomorrow. Let's talk about this. And let's talk about the end of the Constitution, Obamacare, birth control mandate, all of that tomorrow night. Be there or be square. Thank you all for calling in. Thanks, everybody, for coming in and joining the discussion. I do appreciate it. God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We are out. Way down in the hole. Gotta help me keep the devil down in the hole. God bless you. Good night. 2020, up next. Be there or be square. Good night, folks.
When you walk through the garden, you gotta watch your back. Well, I beg your pardon, walk the straight and narrow track. If you walk with Jesus, He's gonna save your soul. You gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. He's got the fire and the fury at His command, where you don't have to worry we'll all be safe from Satan when the thunder rolls. We just gotta keep the devil way down in the hole. Keep the devil